USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A year ago, Jacob Blake fought arrest by police and was shot. Tim Berg has an update.
In August of 2020, protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin after Jacob Blake was left paralyzed after being shot by a police officer several times. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile joins Fox News to explain how the city has bounced back.
We've made a lot of progress over the last year, but we had three terrible nights last summer when our Democratic governor, Governor Evers, failed to provide the resources that were needed to end criminal behavior in the city of Wisconsin, in the city of Kenosha. It's what we saw play out across the United States. Our Democratic governor, like liberals across the United States, failed to draw the bright line between a First Amendment right and criminal activity. And the result was played out on TV screens across the United States of America. The city's come a long way since then. I walked the 4th of July parade just the other day. There's still scars. There's still a handful of buildings boarded up with signs pointing out that people live in those buildings, to asking those protesters and those rioters not to burn down those buildings. But overall, the city's come back strong, and it's going to come back ultimately stronger than ever before.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Freedom of speech in America is one of the freedoms we love as it encourages dialogue. An unidentified Iowa woman leaves a foul language voicemail on a congressman's machine claiming the Pledge of Allegiance is a white nationalist oath.
When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing. Our children aren't proud to be American. What are we proud of? We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. F*** you and f*** legislation.
Iowa House of Representatives Republican Carter Nordman tells Fox News he's disappointed the woman had a closed mind and did not want to talk about her issue.
My reaction was, you know, disappointed. Obviously that, in my opinion, is not a productive way to have these kind of conversations. I actually ended up calling her back to discuss this piece of legislation, and she had no interest in discussing it. She told me that she had told me everything she wanted to say in the phone call that she gave me and hung up on me. So that was a disappointing part, that we couldn't even have a constructive conversation about the issue. But what I would have told her is, especially over this last week of what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan, there are people who are willing to die to come to this country. People would put their lives on the line to trade places with anybody who has so much hatred for the United States. As I said, I watched a group of Afghans clinging to the side of a United States military plane taking off because the flag on the side of that plane was their only beacon of hope.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.